News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of that overly broad range of WVNN's AM, FM capabilities, which would mean you'd pretty much have to be out of North Alabama, South Tennessee, you can listen to us anywhere in the world. I mean, it's too easy, man. Just go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. I like to say it every single time. No matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web and just click on Listen Live at rightsideradio.org. That's why we have listeners everywhere, which feels like, Copper, this is like a complete segue because I say that, and then lo and behold, there's Jeff from Indiana calling in. So let me just grab that line quick, line five. How perfect was that, Copper? Jeff from Indiana, my brother. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind today?
I never thought I would say this, but I've changed my mind on the mask mandates.
Okay.
Last night I was pro-mask.
Because
I had to sit there and watch Nancy Pelosi trying to spit her teeth out of her mouth, and Kamala Harris sitting there with a moronic grin on her face.
Oh.
We needed masked up last night for sure.
I'm saying, man, that's hilarious. But did you notice, by the way? I mean, aside from the fact that the science apparently changed overnight, did you notice the weird moment there when Nancy Pelosi started rubbing her hands together and even stood up, like by herself, like stood up and no one knows why, and started rubbing her hands together in a weird, looked like a fly looking at a sugar bowl. It was kind of weird.
Well, she doesn't even know why either, I don't believe. She might be almost as incognitive as Joe Biden. But you know what it would have been? I'd have gave any amount of money if somebody could have took one of those "I did that" Joe Biden signs and stuck on the teleprompter.
Oh my gosh. Or or at the very least,
it would have explained everything.
Stick it on the podium so he sees it when he gets up there, right? That's hilarious. All right, Jeff, appreciate you as always, man. You have a great day. Oh, wow. That's hilarious. So Jeff from Indiana, that's great. So if you didn't see it, by the way, what he's talking about is Nancy Pelosi has had the House chamber basically under COVID arrest now forever. I mean, like literally members of Congress would be fined if they came to the chamber without a mask on. And I'm told, by the way, that the masking policies were only lifted, if I'm not mistaken, they were lifted the morning of or the day before the State of the Union. Like, oh, we're not going to need them anymore. Never mind the fact that the Senate, right across on the other side of the same building, across the rotunda in the Capitol, had not been using masks in I don't know when. I mean, so apparently you're only contagious until yesterday in the House floor. But you know what it was? It was optics. He wanted to be able to claim victory over COVID, and you can't do that when everybody in the room is wearing a freaking mask. So yeah, that was pure political kabuki theater is what that was. Okay. Hey, listen, coming up in a few minutes, we got Ben Williamson. Ben's calling in. He is a former Trump Communications Deputy Director. We'll have him on the line to talk about that. Give us some outside-of-the-box perspective. Now, his perspective is probably going to be similar to mine, but I love hearing somebody who's actually worked in the White House, who assisted with communications for the White House, talk about how the current White House is communicating. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know what they're doing, but right now Jen Psaki looks like she's the henchman for a Bond villain when she gets up there wearing all black and just kind of looking haggard and I don't know, it just looks like she's ready to go ahead and cut somebody's throat. And then you've got, you know, Fauci is still out there being put up as the voice of reason, allegedly. And then, you know, you've got speeches like last night's that were just, to me, did not flow. I've given a lot of speeches, and I will not try to say I'm the man, I can give the best speeches, but I've given a lot of speeches, and I know what it means to try and read a room, to try and recognize the timing, to try and engage the audience, to try and put together a speech you think that your people are going to want to hear, and how to resonate, and how to inspire, hopefully. And last night was just, it was just a constant series of deliveries that just did not flow well, like they were trying to cram too much in. Hey, by the way, let me tell you guys, I'm switching gears a little bit. Speaking of speeches, let me just say this. That reminds me to say, coming up a week from tomorrow in Huntsville, March the 10th, at Burrett on the Mountain on Montesano in Huntsville, the Alabama Policy Institute's got an event. It's a conservative gathering. I mean, we're going to have great food. We're going to have the opportunity to sort of let you know what API has been up to. We've got 1819 News out there that's affiliated. We've got, of course, Right Side Radio. We've got the Center for Law and Liberty. But it's a great night to celebrate conservatism. And we're having this gathering, and I'm the keynote speaker that night. This gives me a chance to meet my Right Side ruffians. I mean, some of you folks, I get to hear your voice on the radio or when you email me, I know you're there because the ratings show it, but this is a chance for me to actually shake your hand and say thank you. So all that to say, would love for you to come. Well, on our website, rightsideradio.org, aside from the podcast and the listen live and the bios and the writings that we do and all that kind of stuff, there's a button at the top of the main page, and it says, you know, the Huntsville API 2022 event, buy your tickets here. Click that button. Here's what I worked out for my Right Side listeners. If you want to come to that event, would love to have you. Seats are limited. I think they're going fast. And the end result of it is I've got it worked out where you can check out, you can buy your ticket on my website and get it half price. Half price with the promo code RightSide. So you have to hear it on the show here to know that promo code exists. We're not sending that out mass email to anybody. Love to have you guys there. Next Thursday week, March the 10th, Bird on the Mountain. Get your ticket to rightsideradio.org, half price with the promo code RightSide. Hope to see you there. All right, we're coming back with a guest. Ben Williamson used to be with the Trump administration. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.